This year we had a record number of bird species found in Homer. The previous record was last year with 71, and this year was 80 species.
Leading up to this, what were the numbers like?
On a typical year, between 60 and 68 species.
Well, do you sit down with the data over years to figure trends and things? I'm looking at something in particular about the cedex and also the robins.
Yes, many years ago, we had reports of robins trying to winter here in Homer, but we never saw any. Finally, in about 1980, we saw our first robin on the Christmas bird count. Since then, they have pretty much steadily increased to where we now have hundreds of robins.
I know there's a community of them at City Hall.
Yes, and that's largely due to the increased temperature in the wintertime and the planting of mountain ash trees and mayday trees, which produce berries that provide a food source for the robins.
And you're seeing fewer sea ducks, right?
In the early days, we'd get hundreds and hundreds of sea ducks off the west side of the spit. In recent years, we've gotten just double digits where we had hundreds before. Those in particular would be the white-winged scoter and the surf scoter. So they have either chosen some other place to spend the winter, or their populations are actually down.
Were there some very surprising birds spotted this season?
We saw several new species on the count this year that we've never seen before, and that was the sooty shearwater, orange-crowned warbler, and the canvasback duck.
Five sooty shearwaters.
Sooty shearwaters are actually a southern hemisphere bird that migrates up to the North Pacific for their winter in our summertime. Either the food source was reasonable still into the late fall, or just the warmer water kept them around.
Let's talk a little bit about the Christmas bird count. Can you talk about participation?
We have about 2,600 count circles. Each circle is the same size, with a 7.5 mile radius or 15 mile diameter, and it's the same throughout all of North America. And for one day a year, late fall, early winter, they go out in the morning, count all the birds that they can find in that count circle. They can also listen for owls at night. We record both species and numbers.
I know you share this data with Audubon, but what else does Kachemak Bay Birders do with this data?
Like you say, it's added to the national database on birds in North America. It's also compared among the various count areas in the state: Kodiak, Cordova, Seward, Juneau. This year, we may actually have the high count for the state. Several areas have not conducted their count yet, but we're holding out hope that we'll be the high number this year.
It's often Kodiak, isn't it?
It's usually Kodiak. Cordova has some pretty high numbers also.
And about how many people participated in the count this year?
About 32 going out in the field. And then we have what's called feeder watchers who stay at home and then watch the birds that come into their feeder.
How many zones are they counting in? The 32 people you're sending out.
We have seven basic count areas. The north end of our study area, we never get to because there are no roads. So we basically do the roaded area in the northern portion of our count circle. From Fritz Creek on the east to approximately Diamond Creek on the west, and then it extends out into the bay. Actually, a couple of small areas on the south side of the bay are included, but we never get to them because it requires a boat.
You have some pretty strong scopes, right?
We found, especially in the 80s, it was too inconsistent being able to get a boat out of the Homer Harbor because of all the ice. So we decided to standardize it and do it all from shore, which we could do consistently year after year.
Were there any other surprises?
One of the interesting things about the Christmas bird count in recent years has been Anna's hummingbirds. We have had several Anna's hummingbirds over the last several years, and this year we also had, I believe it was two Anna's. These birds disperse after the breeding season in the lower latitudes. People have been putting out heated hummingbird feeders, which has allowed these hummingbirds to survive. they're able to hibernate at night, and then they come out of this hibernation or torpor in the morning and then go about looking for food.
And where are they coming from?
Pacific Northwest, largely. Vancouver Island, Seattle, likely down as far as Oregon.
What's the next thing on the list for the Kachemak Bay birders?
We regularly have bird walks throughout the wintertime. We meet at the Islands and Ocean and either go out to the Spit, go out to various key areas around town to look for birds, or even to Anchor Point, Anchor River, mouth of Anchor River.
I thank you for your time and for sharing some information.